Welcome to Catholic Sports View on Relevant Radio. A look at the athletes and coaches who shape the Trinity League. Here we go. Exploring where athletics meets faith. Now, here is your host, Bob Gibson.
Thanks for joining us again on Catholic Sports View. I am Bob Gibson, and we're going to spend the next half hour with one of our favorite guests. It is baseball season, and Les Lukacs from PrepBaseballReport.com is kind enough to join us. And, boy, this is a guy who's going around the state of California and covering so much prep baseball, and we're glad to get him. Les, thanks for taking a couple of minutes. I know it's a busy time for you. I think it's down between you and Eric Sonheimer from the Times is who's putting more mileage on their cars these days, right?
Yeah, well, Eric does a fantastic job, no doubt about that. But, yes, it is a busy, busy time of the year. But it's an awesome time of the year, right? Because it's about to get going here in earnest, and it's going to be very, very interesting. If you kind of, you know, check out the landscape of high school baseball here in the Southern section, there's going to be some interesting matchups here down the road, I think, that are going to have a big say in what happens in the championships.
Yeah, for sure. You're right. It's the best time of year because it's baseball season, which always means it's the best time of the year. You're absolutely right. And one thing I keep telling people all season long is the only thing we know about high school baseball is we don't know, right? I mean, we have no idea how the playoffs are going to end up shaking up because it seems like every year there's some surprise teams and there's some teams we think are the great teams and they fall out in the first or second round. I mean, it's a crazy time. Baseball is just that way.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, credit to the CIF because they've kind of built this, I guess now you can call it May Madness, right? I mean,
yeah.
Because that's really what it is. I mean, last year, you know, you have Huntington Beach going on the road up north to Santa Barbara area, you know, they take one on the chin there as, you know, one of the top two seeds. And, you know, they might have a chance again this year to be, you know, one of those top four or five seeds, given what happened last week in the Mission League and Notre Dame beating Harvard Westlake. So that might bump Huntington Beach up a few spots. And, you know, it's going to happen again, Bob. I mean, somebody's going to have to go to San Luis Obispo. That's a really good team. Someone's going to have to go up to Santa Barbara. They're going to have to go up to Ventura County. And it's going to happen again. It happens every single year. I mean, you try to avoid those second and third round games, right? But it's like you can't do anything about them. You just kind of pray that those opponents that are, you know, 250 plus miles away lose so you don't have to square up with them if they're in your bracket.
Right. No, this is exactly how it is. You think, oh, man, if I got to get on a bus and go all that way, you know, it's tough. I mean, it really is. It really is a tough road to go. But, you know, it seems like such a, I guess baseball season seems long and it really isn't as long as maybe some of the other sports, but it just feels longer, and maybe because there's more baseball being played, it seems like we're crushing a lot of baseball into a small time frame now.
Yeah, it seems that way, right? I think that's kind of the perception given what happened after the startup date was moved up. And then, you know, obviously the playoff date is moved up. But I think a lot of that has to do with the amount of rainouts we had at the beginning of the year.
Right.
Because so many games were canceled, right? And then it's like, okay, let's scramble to make them up. And, you know, now it's, okay, holy smokes, it's the end of April and we're going to start playoffs here tomorrow or, you know, in a couple of days. And it's just kind of like, oh my goodness, where did the season go? Yet it seems like it started a long time ago, right? I mean, it's kind of weird that way. But, you know, for us here in Southern California, it never seems to end, quite honestly. So this is just the high school season before you transition into the summer season.
Yeah, no, it's so true. It's always baseball season in Southern California, right? We're visiting with Les Lukacs, the state scouting director. PrepBaseballReport.com is the website. Definitely do yourself a favor and jump on there. So much good content year-round, but especially this time of year as things really get going. We'll talk about some of the prospects from this area in the draft in a couple of minutes, but I kind of wanted to start by just getting your thoughts on the Trinity League and some of the teams this year. I know you've had a chance to see probably every team in the Trinity at some point, but I just kind of wanted to hit you with a couple of thoughts and just get your thoughts on how this season has gone. It's kind of been a weird season, I think, in the Trinity as Orange Lutheran ran away with it. One thing we never thought would happen is any team would run away with this league championship, but Olu certainly did that this year, and they put everybody in the rearview mirror pretty early on in this season.
Yeah, they certainly did do that, and it's funny you asked the question because you talk to some of these coaches, and you know, you and I obviously understand the depth of these programs because that's what they are. I mean, they're not teams, right? They're programs, and how long they've been good, and so it's really interesting to me when I'm on the field at batting practice, you know, one of the Olu games recently, and, you know, the opposing head coach says to me, says, look, in my time at my school, that is the best Orange Lutheran team that I have ever seen. And this is the guy that's been there for a while. And so it's really interesting because you watch just how deep that team is. And to me, that's one of the big storylines going into the postseason is this Orange Lutheran's year, right? I mean, they made it to the semis. That's the furthest Coach Borba's made it as an OLU coach. You know, and this year, can they get over that hump? But, yeah, the Trinity League was really interesting. I think St. John Bosco, you can kind of classify as a little bit of a disappointment. I know they had some health issues, so you try not to bang on them too much about that. You know, Santa Margarita is headed in the right direction, and we talked about this early in the season, and I told you some names on that pitching staff.
Yeah.
And once they get back, you know, Ethan Flanagan next year, of course, they lose Alex Schreier, which is a big loss, but, you know, they'll get back Ethan Flanagan, and they're going to have a really good 1-2-3 with Porteous and McClure and Flanagan. And so that's going to be probably, and all those guys will be back for a year after that. So they're really headed in the right direction, I think. Modern Day started hot, then they kind of cooled off, but I think that Coach Mercado's got that thing going in the right direction. The players, seem to respond to him, so we'll see where they head. I just don't know that the depth and the change, and there's a lot to overcome there. And then, you know, you look obviously at Jay Serra, and Jay Serra is one of those programs that we talk about, and, you know, they're just really, really good. It's a really good team, and Coach K has done a fantastic job with that, and obviously they just won the Boris State title this weekend, and that program, again, is one of those where they seem to reload, not rebuild, and if you look at their freshman and sophomore classes, and you talk to Coach K about them, he's really excited about those guys. So, you know, it doesn't end here in the Trinity League for the foreseeable future in terms of quality of players and depth.
No, there's so many, and one thing I noticed this year, there's a lot of good young players. You're right about Modern Day, I think, is good. They've got some great sophomore players getting ready to come up. A lot of young guys starting this year. You know, even a kid like Sky Selinski, who came up and I think really impressed a lot of people. I mean, there's a kid that's just going to get better and better. So, but you mentioned better days ahead for Modern Day. That's for sure. There were some good seniors this year, obviously, in the Trinity, but I think the future really is there from the underclassmen in this league.
Yeah, it's absolutely loaded. Another name there, another sophomore at Modern Day, Sebastian Guzman,
Yeah. Pitcher,
third baseman. He's really good as well. And, I mean, of course, you can't forget Treadwell's only a sophomore as well. So, I mean, the future is very, very bright there at Modern Day. But you're right. I mean, the quality of the players at a young age now is really, really phenomenal. And it's really impressive. And I think that's obviously has a lot to do with why the recruiting process has accelerated. You know, a lot of it has to do with, you know, these kids are working out with personal trainers and personal coaches at a younger age. And so they're getting better younger. You're right. The quality of the youth in the Trinity League, St. John Bosco has the freshman pitcher whose name escapes me right now. You know, obviously Orange Lutheran has depth in the freshman and sophomore classes. So you're right. I mean, it's not going anywhere. Last year, I think the number was 53 Division I commits total. I think this year the number was 59.
Hmm.
The highest I can remember was 61 about 3-4 years ago. But I think next year and the year after that, it's going to be somewhere in the 70s, and because it's that good, it's that talented, and it's that deep. And when you think about that, 70-plus Division I commits in a six-team league, I mean, that's pretty absurd.
No, it really is.
It's absurd. I mean, it really, really is. I mean, you're talking about a dozen or so, you know, on each team. I mean, I don't know that they'll get there just because of attrition, but I do believe that, you know, they're going to be in the mid-60s at some point.
Do we have a couple of names this year? They're going to the June draft is, you know, is upcoming. Do we have a couple of names? David Hayes is a kid at Bosco, I know, has been talked about. Do we have any other names in this league? It seems like in California, maybe this year, it's even down across the state just a little bit as far as kids are going to go, you know, in the draft this year.
Bob, that's why I love coming on your show, because I know you've done your homework. Absolutely correct. It is a little bit down, at least from a national perspective.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it's viewed. Although the quality at the top is really good. I think, you know, you look at a guy like Garrett Burchette, big hitting first baseman at OLU. He didn't have the season that many people anticipated he would, but, you know, hey, that's the Trinity League, right? I mean, you're facing quality pitching every single
game.
Night.
Yeah.
Plus you're playing in the NHSI and you're playing in the Boris Class. Classic. So, I mean, you're not getting any nights off. And you know, you look at him, obviously he has some potential there. Jared Thomas is a guy who transferred to Olu as a catcher from a really small school. And, you know, a lot of scouts didn't know what he was. And what he is a really athletic, fast catcher who hits really well from the left side. And so, you know, those guys are at a premium, obviously, from the right side. But his speed and his athleticism give him some position versatility. So I think he might be a guy that could have a chance to be drafted and have to make a decision between Miami and Pro Bowl. Blake Klassen at J. Sarah, he's had a really good season with the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest question is, you know, do you draft a first baseman that's kind of medium sizes? But he's shown that he can play the outfield a little bit. He did that during scout ball in the fall. So the transition to that position wouldn't be difficult. But to me, the guy that's made the biggest jump out of the Trinity League this year, and it's tough to say the biggest jump simply because he was really good. You know, last year was kind of on the national scene during the summer, played in the area code games. But to me, the guy that's made the biggest jump is Michael Curiale.
Mm-hmm.
He has proven that he can play shortstop. He has proven that he can hit quality and premium pitching, and his athleticism is off the charts. And I talked to him at the Trinity League media day, and he was very humble about, you know, hey, whatever happens. You know, I just want to win a Trinity League title sort of thing. And I thought that was really neat. But you look at him now, and I think you can tell, like, this is a guy that it just kind of went, okay, hey, I've got a chance to get drafted here pretty highly. And so I think he's made the biggest jump.
You see so many kids, you know, we all cover this thing so much that we see so many kids. And I look at a couple of kids that maybe like a modern day, a Hunter Cope, who you talk about the word projectability, right? I mean, you know, this is a kid who you could project, such a big, tall kid, you know, 6'10 or whatever. And the catcher over there, CJ Rodriguez, I know he's a Vanderbilt commit. You want to tell kids, hey, if you get drafted high enough and there's some good money there, take it. But at some point you think, hey, maybe some of these kids would really benefit from having that college experience and maybe even, you know, be able to improve their draft slot. Just a couple of kids that came to mind that I thought, you know, maybe those are kids that go to college and they come out of it better for the experience.
I think you're 100% correct there. And both those guys are very high level players.
Absolutely.
I think there are questions with both of them, as there are with every player. And so I think you're 100% correct. It's funny you bring that up because I was talking to an advisor just the other day and we're kind of going through some games and some scheduling. We kind of wrapping up the call. And I said, what are you up to? You know, a little later. He says, well, he's like, I have to go have the conversations that no advisor wants to have with players this time of year. And that was, you might want to start thinking about school.
Mm.
You know, it happens. Some guys, they just don't perform and don't go as highly as maybe they once anticipated. But look, I mean, if you have Vanderbilt to go play baseball,
yeah, right,
and get an education as a backup plan, or the University of Arizona, or UCLA, or, I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, heck, I mean, Cal State Fullerton, Long Beach State, these are quality baseball playing programs. Where are you going to get a good education? I mean, there's nothing wrong with going to school. Unless it's life-changing money, it makes no sense to go, right? And the problem is, and I think you and I have discussed this, is life-changing money means something different to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where kind of the draft sustains itself.
Yeah, no, it's so true. Les Lukacs, our guest, State Scouting Director, PrepBaseballReport.com. We've seen kind of the top of the rankings in Southern California change a little bit. Huntington Beach was there. La Mirada came through. We've seen Harvard-Westlake make their move through. J. Sarah had their chance, I think, at the top. Do we have a consensus team kind of going into the postseason? Do we think there's one or two teams at the top that kind of solidified that position? Or is it still the feeling that this thing, we know it's wide open, but do we think there's a couple of teams at the top?
I think you're going to have a legitimate argument from Olu, Cypress, La Mirada, Harvard-Westlake, Huntington Beach, Notre Dame, Aliso Nagel, any of those six, seven teams that I just mentioned, that they should be the top one or two seeds. I mean, they're that good.
You're right. And shame on me for leaving out Cyprus. No, I don't want to leave. I just saw them a couple of days ago, and they dismantled Crean Lutheran. I mean, that's as good as any team in Southern California right now.
No question. No question. And it's going to be interesting to see where the committee comes back with them. You know, do they put them number one or number two? And if they put them to, who's four, right? So, in my opinion, if you go Olu Cyprus, well, then who's three and four? Because that's just as important as number two.
Right.
Right, because if you go Olu Cyprus, I mean, I got to imagine you're looking at La Mirada, Notre Dame, or Huntington Beach for those three, four spots. And the only reason why I include Notre Dame, who I think was in the top 10, last week, in the CIF poll, we had them in the top 20 in the state, is because they won league, right? They beat Harvard Westlake to win the league there. So that's a pretty strong league. So I would imagine that Huntington Beach, Notre Dame, or La Mirada would get the argument there for the three or four spot.
Again, Les Lukacs is our guest, state scouting director of PrepBaseballReport.com. A couple more minutes with Les as we head into this postseason time. We talked about it. It's a long season. For some of these kids, I mean, they've been across to, you know, some kids played in the Boers and the NHSI. Orange Lutheran has been all over the place this season. I know we're talking about 16, 17-year-old kids and the bounce back factor is a lot easier on them. But, you know, this is the time of year where you start saying, man, this is a lot of baseball being played. And are these kids a little bit worn down? But I think there's a sense that at this time you kind of get that second wind, right? I mean, this is the time everybody kind of girds it up and gets ready here.
Yeah, I think naturally you kind of get that lift, right, like you're talking about there, heading into the postseason. But listen, I mean, you're right. And part of it, all of this spring for, you know, at least some of these high-level guys and, you know, even just kind of the average players is, you know, they're playing in their summers too. I mean, you know, some of these guys that are going off to the USA baseball stuff, you know, some of these guys are going off to Arizona right away, or some of these going to Florida, going here, going there. They have to deal with all that too. I mean, obviously mom and dad are helping with that as much as they can, but they're dealing with all that. But you're absolutely right. I mean, I think naturally you just kind of get that lift of, okay, here we go. We're in the tournament. Let's go win this, you know, this tournament and become the champions. But I mean, for a team like Orange Lutheran and Harvard Westlake that has, you know, traveled it, it's not just the travel, but you look at a team like Orange Lutheran where you're playing NJ Serra and any team like in the Trinity League or even some, you know, the Mission League or the Sunset League, you're playing a dozen games where every pitch counts. You know, it's not like some of these other leagues where you're playing, okay, maybe it's a five-team league, so you play 12 league opponents or 12 league games, you know, maybe four or five of those. You know what I'm saying? So there's four or five pressure-packed games right. versus 12. At some point, you know, A, that makes you better, but B, you know, that – you know, eventually takes its toll, I think, you know, a little bit mentally and physically to have to be that dialed in that long, that frequently and that consistently.
You've seen so much baseball, of course, every year, you know, but this year's no exception. Are we still seeing, obviously, the best baseball is being played in Southern California, but is there any other region that's even close to us?
Well, I mean, if you look at it, it depends on how you look at it, right? I mean, if you look at it from a quality of depth, you know, teams perspective, I wouldn't say no naturally because there's, you know, a ton more teams here in the southern section than there are in any other section. But if you look at it from a quality of depth of, like, from a prospect perspective, absolutely. You know, I was in Fresno a couple weeks ago covering the Easter Classic again, and we came up with kind of an all-prospect teams, first and second team. But we had 72 kids listed from which to choose those two teams.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so we, you know, from a 34-team tournament, we were pretty impressed with that. You know, we thought, okay, that's really good for us to identify these guys. And so I think there's quality baseball being played everywhere, and here's why. I think the movement to the indoor facility has changed the game. I think the training has changed the game. I think the dietary planning for these guys has changed the game. Back in my day, you'd go play a game and you'd go to Taco Bell and order, you know, a dozen tacos and slurp down like four or five Cokes with those dozen tacos, right? And then you'd go home and do your homework, and then you'd go to school the next day.
Right.
You know, these guys are going to a game, and you know, then they're going home and drinking shakes, and you know, doing all their recovery stuff. And I mean, it's just so different now, right? So I think there's a lot of it has to do with that. But there's quality baseball everywhere in the state. But undoubtedly, when you have the premier league in not only the state, but some may say the country, in the Trinity League in this part of the state, that's helpful. But there's, you know, the WCAL up in Northern California is a really, really, really good league. It's an all private school league as well. Really good league. Obviously, the Mission League has really good teams in it. So, I mean, there's just really good baseball everywhere, and we're lucky, right? I mean, we're lucky to be in an area where
it's true.
We get to watch it, where we get to watch it 8 months out of the year.
Yeah, it's so true. And I, no matter who wins the ring this year, I think somebody's got to give one to Coach K for the time he spent early. You mentioned all the rainouts early, all those games that were able to be played to move down to J. Sarah High School. I think somebody's got to, if it's not J. Sarah that wins, somebody's got to give Coach K a ring just for what he did for baseball this year in Southern California. You can't overstate what it meant to get all those games in because he was able to open his facility to everybody.
No, in no way. I mean, it was unbelievable what not only what he did, but what they were able to do with all those games. I know I spent several days there watching two, three, sometimes four games at a time because that was the only place where games were being played. And you know, eventually somebody's going to name a Goodwill Award after Brett Kay. maybe it's at J. Sarah. Maybe it's some of the tournaments he helps run. But somebody's going to name a Goodwill Award after Brett Kay because the things he does for high school baseball are really, really impressive. And you talk to him, and I know you have several times. And he's just a baseball junkie.
Oh,
right?
He loves it. Yeah, right.
It's a really neat conversation. And he knows everybody. And so he knows, you know, coaches, players. And there's very few things that Brett doesn't know in the baseball world. And it's awesome. It's just awesome. And he's a great guy.
Yeah.
And a great father and a great husband.
Yeah.
That makes it even better.
He absolutely is. One of the best dudes around, as I always try to say, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. I mentioned your site, prepbaseballreport.com. To let everybody know out there, I love your site. I mean, I'm on there all the time. Just let everybody kind of know out there, you know, what kind of content they're going to get if they get on there and sign up.
Yeah, so we obviously during the high school season do as much as we can. Our team of scouts has been over to about 500 games so far this year. And, you know, we just cover games from a prospect perspective, from kind of a game recap perspective. We do a lot of video. We do a lot of notes on players. When it's not the high school season, we do some of our own events. We run cover some of the bigger events. You know, we'll cover the area code tryouts and the area code games. You know, we cover some of the high school tournaments. It's high school baseball wall to wall, basically. And then it goes a little deeper in terms of draft. We have a draft headquarters. We have lots of notes on, we have a whole college section as well with a partnership with D1 baseball. So it's more than just prep baseball. Our focus, however, in California is prep baseball. And so that's what you're going to get when you hit prepbaseballreport.com/California.
Yeah, it's all good stuff, all good stuff. And if you're a baseball fan, you definitely want to be on there. Les, I could talk to you all day probably. We could talk baseball the whole time. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but I want to have you back on after the draft. We'll kind of maybe break down some of the names here that came out of this area, and we'll do it again soon. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. Thanks for having me, Bob. Appreciate
Sounds
it.
Good. That's great. That's Les Lukacs. Again, he's the state scouting director. Again, the website is prepbaseballreport.com/California. That'll wrap up the show for this week. I want to thank you for joining us. If you want to join us here on social media, you can always catch us at @CatholicSV is our Twitter handle. That's @CatholicSV. And if you want to drop us an email, it's CatholicSportsView@gmail.com. I am Bob Gibson, and we thank you once again for joining us this week right here on Catholic Sports View, where athletics meets faith on Relevant Radio. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports View on Relevant Radio. Yeah. exploring where athletics meets faith. Spread the word about our broadcast, and we'll catch up with you again next week at this same time on Relevant Radio. Yeah.